Yeah, well, I mean, it's lovely sunny. It's a lovely fine day. We've had the dogs out and we're getting ready to go to work. So I'm looking forward to the Christmas, and I'm full of the joys of spring in winter.
Oh, fantastic stuff! Fantastic stuff. Do you think the players are going to be looking forward to all those pre-season runnings there, John?
I think they will. Yeah, to tell you the truth, yeah. I mean, they've been back now. This is their fifth week of pre-season. So by the time we reach Christmas, they'll have done 8 full weeks, and there's been a high volume of training. And I'm certain, as with any player, there's certain stages you get sick of training and you want to actually get on the field of play and play. And I'm certain that's what will happen on Boxing Day. And obviously the January pre-season fixtures will be very, very important in everyone at the club sort of cementing their ideas as to who they believe should be starting in round one against Hull.
Oh, certainly itching to see the domestic season kicking off again, John. But first, I just really wanted to talk about the Yorkshire Sports Personality of the Year, because, of course, you've been nominated for Coach of the Year for a fantastic season over at Batley. It was fantastic as a rugby league fan to see everything that happened at Batley. I imagine it was just amazing to be involved with that setup at the time.
It was. It was very much like Leicester City's run last year in the Premiership. You know, we started off so well, and that was our total focus of pre-season, to start the season well, because we knew we'd got the biggest challenge in round one, which was Lee. We managed to overcome that, and you just sense from that start that the belief, the confidence, the trust in each other just grew, and obviously we had a fantastic season, and I think the comparison with Leicester City is realistic, and that's what Batley achieved. And we all took great pride in that, from the chairman, Kevin Nicholas, right the way down to, the most junior of player.
Yeah, I can imagine, because it did seem absolutely fantastic. I imagine the financial aspects for Batley were just as big as the memories created on the field that year.
Yeah, from a practical point of view, I would agree with you, because obviously it's made the club very secure, very stable. And it's allowed them to further invest in training resources and in, obviously, personnel recruitment. So, yeah, it was important. But I always say this about any group of players or any team. It's the memories you create, because, you know, years afterwards, I still have this with the Sheffield lads from 98. You bump into them, whether it's in Meadow Hall or wherever, you shake their hand, you look into the eye, and straight away there's a recollection of the feelings, the excitement, the anticipation, and obviously the reward and the ecstasy of achievement. So it's those things that are the most important, the most lasting things. But obviously I'm sure that Kevin Nicholas over at Batley will be very, very happy with the financial side as well.
Yeah, I can imagine that. John, I mean, because the comparisons with Leicester City, they really is there, because you were going up against some massive odds. I mean, the spending of some other clubs was just huge in the resources that Batley had, really.
Well, we looked at the spends of the relative clubs, and we felt that if we performed as well as we'd spent, we should come 9th or 10th. So yeah, I think it was a big turn-up. But I think, you know, you have to look at that. But also, well, what I feel is to do is look at the players, how much effort, time, commitment that they invested into that season, because they worked phenomenally hard over the season. And as I say, once confidence started to grow, you just sense we're on a roll, and the momentum didn't stop. Obviously, it was tough in the middle eights, but you'd expect that, as being only two part-time teams against 6 full-time teams. But the 23-round regular season, it was a dream, and it was an absolute pleasure and a delight to be in and amongst that dream.
And of course, you're at a new challenge now over at Wakefield as well. There was a lot of optimism at the start of last season. The bookies had them at 8-1 to even make the top 8 in the regular season. But I imagine that optimism is still there at the start of this season, John, and it seems to be a lot of good feeling around the Wakefield camp.
There is, yeah, and, you know, I mean, obviously Chris Chester did a magnificent job, and the players in cementing that top 8 at slots. But, you know, we're also aware that people have pointed fingers and say, well, if Salford hadn't had the point deducted, you wouldn't have been there. So that's a little driving force for us as well. But having returned to Wakefield as well, you've got to see the off the field, it's much, much more stable, and that's a credit to Michael Carter, who's a sterling job there. So Yes, there is a feel-good factor. Yes, we do feel as if there's something to prove with those fingers pointed about Salford. And we don't just want now to get in the top eight. We're looking a bit higher than that. We want to try and get in the top half of the league, which is obviously the top six.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic to hear. And John, of course, another nomination is Tom Johnston for Rising Star of the Year. I mean, it was an absolutely magnificent year for Tom last season, and hoping, I imagine, for the same this year.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, you know, Tom's challenge is that he's got to back up an outstanding debut season with an equally outstanding second season. People often talk about second season syndrome. Well, I'm pretty certain from having witnessed what Tom's putting in at training and how he's working so hard to improve both physically and skill-wise, I'm pretty certain he'll have a really good year. And I'm very excited to see Tom. I honestly believe Tom can go all the way and be an international player, but he also, just as the coaching staff realise, he has got blemishes in his game, as most players have, and they need ironing out and improving as well. So there's lots to work upon, but the raw ability, the potential is certainly there, and it's exciting times for that young man.
It seems exciting times for Wakefield as well, being able to not only bring these academy kids through, but also, you know, keeping them at the club and seeing their prosperity on the field, I suppose.
Yeah, there's that, and also I think you've got to look at how Wakefield's been able to attract players from other clubs as well. And it's been I can tell you, it's been a matter of choice for some players to come to Wakefield. They've had other options, but Wakefield's been their preferred choice. And again, that's credit to Chris Chester on the playing side and Michael Carter, you know, on the non-playing side. And that's pleasing to see as well. And we really do believe we've got these youngsters coming through, which everybody at the club's proud of, but we've also got a very solid squad developing as well, that we just can't wait to get on the field in February against Hull and just see how good we are.
Oh, well, I think everyone's really looking forward to see how Wakefield get on this season as well. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here on the daytime. Thank you so much for joining us here today, John.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.